Gopi jana vallabha piribar dhari
jana vallabha
piribar dhari yashoda nandana praja jana ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamanachi Rava Nachari Yamanachi Rava Nachari Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati ki Anata Koti Vaishnavinda ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki Kante Gaur Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhujitananda Sri Advaita Viradhar Srivatsa Gaur Bhaktivinoda Sri Radha Krishna Gopu Gopinashama Kundra Hakun Giri Govardhan ki Mathura Vrindavan Dham ki Mahapur Navadvip Dham ki Jagannapuri Dham ki New Ramanuti Dham ki Guruvasi Devi ki Bhakti Devi ki Gangamai ki Namunamai ki All glories to Assembly Lord. Peace. Glory to Assembly Lord. Peace. All glories to you and Granga. Go Pemanandi. All in all, Bhagavate, Bhakti Devaya. Draupadi chata dagyayo
Draupadi chata dagyayo
Bhakti nam anapekshatam
Bhakti nam anapekshatam
Vasudeve bhagavati
Vasudeve bhagavati
Yekanta matirapatam
Yekanta
Draupadi Chaturajaya
Draupadi Chaturajaya
Pati Namana Pekshatam
Pati Namana Pekshatam
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Ekantamatirapatam
Ekantamatirapatam
Draupadi Chaturajaya
Draupadi Chaturajaya
Pati Namana Pekshatam
Pati Namana
Pekshatam Vasudeve Bhagavati
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Ekantamatirapatam Draupadi, the wife of Pandavas, and Tada, at that time, Agya, knowing Lord Krishna fully well, Patinam, of the husbands, Anapekshatam, who did not care for her, Vasudeva, unto Lord Vasudeva Krishna, Bhagavati, personality of Godhead. He exactly, Eka Anta, absolutely, Mati, concentration, Apa, got some, him, the Lord. Translation, Draupadi also saw that her husbands, without caring for her, were leaving home. She knew well about Lord Vasudeva Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Both she and Subhadra became absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and attained the same results as their husbands. Therefore, when flying an airplane, one cannot take care of other planes. Everyone has to take care of his own plane. And if there's any danger, no other plane can help another in the condition. Similarly, at the end of life, when one has to go back home, back to Godhead, everyone has to take care of himself without help rendered by another. The help is, however, offered on the ground before flying in space. Similarly, the spiritual master, father, mother, relatives, husband, and others can all render help during one's lifetime. But while crossing the sea, one has to take care of himself and utilize the instructions formerly received. Draupadi had five husbands, and no one asked Draupadi to come. Draupadi had to take care of herself without waiting for her great husbands. And because she was already trained, she at once took to concentration upon the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, personality of Godhead. The wives also got the same result as their husbands. In the same manner, that is to say, without changing their bodies, they reach the destination of Godhead. Srila Vishwanathacharya Thakur suggests that both Draupadi and Subhadra, although her name is not mentioned herein, got the same result. None of them had to quit the body. Okay, so that was 50. 51, you got it up there? Sa-ya. Yashadaya Bhaktyanam Pando Sutanam Iti Samprayanam Srinotyala Astyayanam Pavitram Labbaharo Bhakti Mupaiti Siddhim. The subject of the departure of the sons of Pandu for the ultimate goal of life back to Godhead is fully auspicious and is perfectly pure. Therefore, anyone who hears this narration with devotional faith certainly gains the devotional service of the Lord, the highest perfection of life. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is a narration about the personality of Godhead and the devotees of the Lord like Pandavas. The narration of the personality of God and his devotees is absolute in itself, and thus, to hear it with a devotional attitude is to associate with the Lord and constant companions of the Lord. By the process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can attain the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead without failure. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport. The first canto, 15th chapter of the Bhagavatam, entitled Pandavas Retire Timely. Om Jnana Kumanda Shri Anja Shalaka Chakshura Muni Tangena Asmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Papitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gura Mayam Dadati Sapadantikam Pancha Kaupadaru Vyascha Kipa Sindhu Bheva Cha Patitanam Pavanityo Vaishnavibyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudeva Gaurava Govinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here in the purport, first verse again. Oh, Draupadi saw her husbands without caring for her were leaving home. She knew well about Lord Vasudeva Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Both she and Subhadra became absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and attained the same results as their husbands. Okay, so in the beginning of this purport, Prabhupada talks about the airplanes flying. Sometimes he gives the example of birds also, that birds fly in the sky and they fly in a nice formation, but there's one particular pastime of Prabhupada where one devotee, old-time devotee from the 60, you know, 67, so he had gone to somewhere, Germany, and he came back and he was kind of what we might say in my house, but he was actually, became sort of a Christian. So there was some complaint, and Prabhupada heard about it, so he brought that guy in the L.A. temple yard. And I've heard about this from several people. And so he asked him, why did he leave that place? So then he gave so many reasons that he had couldn't do that, couldn't do this, that. There's a lot of things. So finally, Prabhupada was listening, and he said, better you should have died than left Germany. So later on, the next day, there was a morning walk, and when they were out walking on the beach, there was a flock of birds flying. And so Prabhupada had his cane, as usual, and he pointed up at those birds flying together. And he said, you see all these birds, they're flying very nicely together. Very beautiful formation. But they all have to know the art of flying or they will fall out of the sky. So the lesson was there for everybody that each bird is flying, they look very nice, but when one bird falls, we do see instances now with modern technology where some animal or some other entity tries to help, especially elephants or any jungle videos like that. So that happens rarely, but the birds, they can fall out of the sky, I guess if they get too old, or they probably have a way of dying, but maybe they go off like Subhadra and Draupadi. So the bird example is also there. When one has to go back to Godhead, everyone has to take care of himself. Now, it's recommended that devotees be surrounded. We hear in the Bhagavatam, people go off. One should go off by himself, like Dhritarashtra knows they went off. But in our line, we like to be surrounded by devotees chanting. But the other examples are given that the ordinary persons are surrounded by relatives who are crying, and how it's described in third canto, very detailed, how the attached person in several places in the Bhagavatam, they become more and more attached because the relatives are there. And everyone's very attached. Oh, you know, you're leaving like that. But the devotees, they're always chanting. Like, I spent maybe 7 months in Vrindavan. And what was going on, probably lying, especially the last few months, he was lying down like Bhishma did. And the devotees were simply chanting all the time. Or reading Krishna book, or sometimes Prabhupada was translating. I had videos showing Prabhupada translating even until a few days before that time. So, and Prabhupada was very sharp. Sometimes there would be a mispronunciation of a word, and he would say no. They were chanting six Goswamis, mispronunciation. Prabhupada would say no, that is like this. He wanted to hear that everything, until last he was checking. Guru means that he's keeping tabs on us. So here, these persons are very advanced. Deha smriti nahi ja samsar bandhan kaun ta. They don't have bodily concept at all, or else how can they go in the self-same body? This is something Narottam Das has said, also it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Deha smriti nahi ja samsar bandhan. The samsara bandham, the clutches of maya, samsara, they're completely finished with that because they have no consciousness of the material body. So not only the Pandavas were free of all bodily concept, and all we see here, these ladies were also completely free, had no concept of material body. Just like when living, Jada Bharat, he was Avadhut, Rishabdev, Jada Bharat, Avanti Brahman. Many examples are given. The sage in the seventh canto, the perfect person, he was also free of the bodily concept. When Jada Bharat was taken to be sacrificed in front of the Kali Chandi deity, he wasn't fearful at all, even though he was tied up and like an animal or something and they wanted to slaughter him. So he was saved. When the Rahugana, King Rahugana, his palanquin was being carried, and he was also very sarcastic with him, that you seem like you're very strong. He was very sarcastic. And you're very weak, but actually he's very strong. So he also concurred, he said, that's true. My body is strong or weak, it doesn't matter, because I'm completely not the body. So this is, here we see the word also, ekanti. This word is used, ekanta, many times. It has a particular meaning, in, you know, mostly. And in the prayers of Gajendra, one of the well-known prayers, he uses this word, ekantino. Ekantino yashin akanchin artam bamchinti vai bhagavat kapanam adyadbhutam chat charitam sumangalam gainta nanda samudra magna. Means that the pure devotees are ekantino, as it says here, one pointed, their mind, ekantino, absolutely, eka anta, one pointed. Ekantino yashin akanchin artam. They have no attachment in the material world. Their only desire is to surrender to, as it says here, Vasudeva, Bhagavan, Ananta. So therefore, well, what is the result? Because they're absorbed in Bhagavad Katha, Adyadbhutam, and it's Adyadbhutam, amazing, and it's always absorbing the mind. There's nothing material about it. Adyadbhutam tat charitam. Charitam means the activities, the characteristics of Krishna Katha that we hear in the Bhagavatam. So Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, is Vasudeva. Janayatyasu vairagyam. It produces naturally vairagya, detachment from this material world. Vasudev sarvamiti samahatma sadurlava. Those who are mahatmas, they understand and they realize that Vasudev is everything. Therefore, they have no fear. I am also part of Bhagavan Vasudev. And so, therefore, they fearless and totally detached. Apekshitana, even though neglected. It says here, neglected. So this neglect is going on in the material world. And Prahlad Maharaj speaks about neglect that even if you're, whether you're a pure devotee or not, ordinary person, you will be neglected somehow or other. We all want not to be, feel neglected, but Prahlad Maharaj, he described Bala Shinaya Sharanam Pitaro Nisinga. A child, although he's taken very good care of, it doesn't appear to be neglected. Bala Shinaya Sharanam Pitaro, by his Pitaro, his father, his mother. Still, Nartashya Jagadam, he may get a disease. Nartashya Jagadam Udandati. Or he may get a disease, he may still die, he may have hundreds of doctors, may be very wealthy. Still, he cannot live. Udambati Majito no means one is in a boat, a Titanic, any boat. Still, we hear every day boats are sinking. People go out to enjoy. Different on boats are very nice. Let me be free. Still, if they're neglected, the material energy will finish them off. They may even have a very great boat or a small motor boat or whatever. Every day people are drowned. They're neglected also. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is speaking this verse. Nasinga, Pitaro, Nasinga, Nartashya Chagadamu Dandati Majito. And so, whether one's diseased or a child or very strong boat surrounded, he'll still be neglected. But devotees, like Parikshit Maharaj, although he was cursed, he took it. He didn't try to counteract Pratikurvanti. So we're all feeling different types of neglect at different times. So these devotees very advanced, they don't mind. Taraskrita, Viparlabda. What does it say when that Sringi's father was thinking about how his son had unnecessarily cursed Parikshit Maharaj? He spoke this verse. that even the devotee, he was describing Parikshit Maharaj, even he is neglected, Tiraskrita, he's defamed, Tiraskrita, Vipralabdha means cheated, Sapta, cursed, just like Parikshit Maharaj was cursed. Hata api, hata means killed, directly killed. Still, Patikurvanti, he doesn't protest. This is the opulence of the devotee. This is what the sage was saying. Samika Rishi was speaking about Parikshit Maharaj. So we're seeing those examples. Prahlad Maharaj was definitely neglected, right? And he spoke that verse, Balashyane Asharanam Pito Nishinha. Oh, Nishinha. Narasingha, you have, but he didn't feel neglected. Thrown off a cliff, put in with snakes, whatever, stepped on by elephant. Still, he couldn't be destroyed, such a great person. So artificially we cannot, no, but still, this is the standard. Prabhupada talks about that in several places, a very elevated standard that Gajendra spoke that prayer. He wasn't sure. He picked up a lotus flower, he offered it, oh please. Tamaksham paramam paresham avyakta yatmati yoga gamyam. He spoke that verse saying that whoever you are the great Brahman expansion, I don't know. And then Krishna arrived. This is why it's called the Gajendra Mokshana prayers. He was liberated. Although he was an elephant. What to speak of human beings? Then Prabhupada talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, that although this is a very elevated stage, Mahaprabhu has come with his mercy and giving it out to everyone. Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema. He's giving the Krishna Prema to the most seemingly unqualified like that. So when one feels, whether he's neglected or not, he's cursed, he doesn't protest. This is a very elevated stage. Of course, Gajendra fought the, So this word in the second, in the 51st verse, we have some really nice, Bhagavat Priyanam. Those who are very dear to the personality of God. So the Bhagavatam is most dear to those persons also. Vaishnavanam priyam. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam priyam. Because this Bhagavatam, being dear to the Vaishnavas, it enables them to cross this ocean, this material ocean, and come to this point. So those who take the Bhagavatam as very dear, they become very dear to Krishna also. If one becomes this word, Shraddhaya, devotion, it has various meanings. It means enthusiasm, eagerness, sashradadanasha, vivardamana. This shraddha is ever increasing. It's not meant to be static. Sashradadanasha, they're one of the verses in the third canon. Sashradadanasha vivardamana. Karoti pumsam. Viraktamanyata karoti pum. Just by that enthusiasm for hearing and chanting the Bhagavatam, then it increases, and what happens? Viraktim, one develops this detachment from the material world. So what to speak of these persons, they had direct contact with Krishna, we can't even fathom. But still, the Bhagavatam, what do we know? Purnako Dinodita, it is like the sun that risen in the age of Kali. It's non-Krishna Tuyo Bhagavata, non-different from Krishna. Madananda Namostume. Sanatana Goswami is my only friend, my only shelter, my guru, madguru, mahadhanam, my only wealth is the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, virakti manyakta karoti pam. This virakti. And what is another aspect of this virakti given is that geharatim chanati, when one is never satiated. He wants to hear Bhagavatam more and more, like Prabhupada. Remember in 72, during the New Vrindavan Bhagavat discourses, they were installing the deities there in Bahula Abam. So out, it was a very small temple, so most of the devotees were outside. And at midnight, we were waiting to break the fast, and everybody was given one of these round little paper cups with a point that comes to it, with some breakfast drink. So people were holding it, ready to drink and break the fast. And but they were waiting. So when our prophet is still in the temple, we couldn't see it, but some people could see. So they're waiting. And the prophet was never tired of hearing. He went on till like almost 2 o'clock in the morning. People standing with their little cups, wanting to break fast, take the drink, add some pepper and some ginger or something, and then take prasad. Seemingly never was going to happen. This prophet was never tired. Who could be satisfied? Mahabhaga. Pariket Maharaj also tells Sukadeva in so many places, keep speaking, you're the most fortunate person, Sukadeva. Because Sukadeva was fully ekantamatya. And he gave so many different types of examples. Antakale to Purushagati Gatasadvata. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam takes off in the second canto, first chapter. And the first thing, this word's here, Siddhim, Sam Siddhim, because at the end, in the 19th chapter here, coming up 4 chapters from now, Pariket Maharaj says, on the banks of the Ganga, he says to Sukadeva, one of the first things he says, Atapritchami Sam Siddhim, Yoginam Paramam Guru. You are the Yoginam Paramam, the supreme guru, the supreme yogi. Sang Siddhim, you can give all perfection. And then he also says to all the sages, he addresses you, go on chanting, Dashatvam Gayatra. Let that snake bird or whatever magical thing that this boy has created, I don't mind. He said, Tamopayatam Patayanti Sarve, Gangacha Devi. Let the Ganga and all the sages here simply go on chanting. Let them accept me as a fully surrendered person. So this is the mood of Pariket Maharaj. This is the mood of these ladies, the mood of the Pandavas. Whether they're surrounded by the sages with Sukadeva Goswami directly or they're going off on their own, it doesn't seem to matter. There's two, and Sukadeva Goswami gives example to Pariket Maharaj that Katvanga had only a moment. Mahortam, Mahortam is what? Well, actually Mahortam is more than 1 second, but it's a half hour or something. The Brahma was 45 minutes. 48. He said, Vara Mahortam. Let there be one Mahortam, or better than living thousands of years with no consciousness, but better to have 48 minutes of full consciousness. And Prabhupada says, one moment you can become Krishna conscious. No need to wait. So whatever the circumstances here, Desha Kala, we heard the verse from Arjuna, Desha Kala Yuktani Hritapo Pashamanicha, in all times, places, and circumstances. Because Arjuna now was bereft of Krishna, he was speaking that a few chapters back. That Hritapo Pashamani, that wherever the heart is burning in this material world, still, at any time, place, if I think of those instructions that Krishna gave me on the Kurukshetra, then I'm liberated from that position. Hirtapo. Tapa means the heart burning. Hirtapo. So this material world means it's always burning. Diva nishihi ajrale. Diva, Nishi, day and night, we're burning because we're keeping our material desires in this material world. Bhagavatam is meant for extinguishing. So the more one is attracted, running after. Mahaprabhu, constantly he was hearing. He had his greatest personalities, Ramananda Roy, Sarup Damodar, they could speak whole Bhagavatam. Any subtle mood, Mahaprabhu could enter and they would know. Ingita gya. They would know by the slightest indication what his mood was, and they could speak according to the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Shadhan Batona Shaniyad at the Varniyad Yad. Bakridit Amraj, this word is used, Shraddha, also in that famous verse about the pastimes of Radha, of the gopis and Krishna. Bakriditam Rajabhidu Virijam Chivishno, Shadhan Batona Shaniyad at the Varniyad. One has faith, Bhaktin Param Bhagavati Pati Labhya. Roga Maspah Pakan, what is it? Acharena Dira. Those who are dear, they're not disturbed, they're simply attracted. They know that these pastimes, even we may not be so advanced, but just to hear it, it is the medicine for this material, this heart disease. What is it? Ridroga kama, Prabhupada used to say. Rog means a disease of the heart, which is desire in this material world. Ridroga kama, aspa. It extinguishes that disease. Jeev Jago. Enechi Oshodi Maya Nashibara. The holy name is the medicine for the disease of this material world. I want this. Kankshati, Kankshati. Kama Anam Hija San Roham. Prahlad Maharaj is speaking to Tarnar Singha. Kama Anam. Did he want something material? No. Kama Anam Hija San. He said, this heart. He's always, in Prahlad Maharaj, is he advanced? But he's not thinking that. He's thinking that he has so many material desires. Kamanam hijasang roham. Vinataste varam. He says, you are the greatest giver of all boons, but I don't want anything material. I am not a merchant that I want anything material. You simply rip out these material desires. So these persons have arrived, they already finished with all material desire. Antakale, Tupurushagati Gata Sadvata, Chindyada Sangha Shastrena. This is given in Gita also. Parimargata Vyam, one should find out that place where it's going, one never returns. And Sangha Shastrena, how do we cut this knot? With the Shastra. How do we take Shastra? By hearing. Hearing from others, reading it, chanting it. Shinvatang, Svakata Krishna, Punyasha, Hridyantasto, Yabhadrani. All Abhadrani, inauspicious things are removed. So some of those benedictions at the end of the Bhagavatam, we were talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranam, Amalam. It is Amalam Puranam. And it was spoken in the beginning by Shukadev, Samsarinam Karunaiha, because he's full of mercy. Prabhupada puts this in so many times. So we must be merciful. Prabhupada was fully merciful. He didn't mind, he didn't care for his own comfort. He's standing in line with a bunch of slobs off the street, washing their dishes, because he wanted to distribute that message. We can't even imagine. We see many book distributors there, fired up. But Prabhupada is the original, standing in line. So somebody sitting there, I forget who it was, and they're thinking, Swamiji must wash all these dishes. Can I help you, Swamiji? So Prabhupada was waiting for people to, he wasn't demanding, okay, you do this. No. When it was naturally, the natural flow of bhakti was then, okay, yes, I can take some help. I saw one conversation, Prabhupada was praising Sally Agarwal, that when he was in Butler, how she arranged so many, he said, oh yes, this is just a small town, but there's so many churches, a very pious place. He was speaking like that. How Sally Agarwal had arranged so many engagements at these different churches for him to speak. He was very thankful for that. He always wanted a chance, therefore he always said, thank you very much. Same time, very heavy. Vajrapi kato rani. Vajrad means like a thunderbolt. Like Narasingha's nails. Tavakara kamala vare nakam adbhuta singha. His nails are very inconceivable because they can rip out all our material desires, or if in the case of Rani Kashipu, it can rip out your guts. At the same time, Katori, he's as soft like a rose. Prabhupada was showing that. I'm sure he didn't act heavy. Gradually, Prabhupada came in like a needle. He was not smashing. If you hear his old lectures or read about his first pastimes in 65, six like that. He's not coming in like a plow, okay, you know, shine my shoes. So I probably gave the example of Prabhu, Prabhu, we take everyone as Prabhu, master. He said, not that we just say Prabhu, but we say, Prabhu, come here, shine my shoes. Prabhu, come here. So he didn't make demands. Not that kind of. After a while, yes, you surrendered. You surrendered now. You're initiated. Then gradually he introduced how Prabhupada was so intelligent to every moment he could adjust to the situation. Just like those birds in the sky, those airplanes, they have to constantly, spontaneously adjust how to fly. Or something will happen. I'm sure the birds have an easier time than the pilots. Unless someone happens to shoot them out of the sky also. So this last verse is very nice. Because it has very great words in it. I'm seeing Lad Baharo Bhaktim Upaiti Siddhim, perfection. Anyone. Shraddha. Shraddha Sabde Vishvas Kohe Sudidinish Choi. Krishna Bhakti Kama Sarakrita Hoy. The definition of this faith, enthusiasm, is that when one realizes, understands, resigned to the fact, well, at least, that bhakti is everything. That if I perform Krishna bhakti kole sarva karma krita hoy, all my other karma, all my other activities are covered. I just do bhakti. No reason to go out and do anything else, just do bhakti. Sometimes we see, I don't see, but I've seen before years ago, in different yoga ashram, they will have a list, like at 3 o'clock we do bhakti. It's just like going to kindergarten, you know. At 3 o'clock we eat lunch, at 4 o'clock, you know, we go out to the playground or something like that. This is very lower stage, but there's some bhakti there. They know that bhakti is some part of yoga, so they do 1 hour, 2 hours. I'm sure Sri Devi, she lived in ashrams like that. On Thursday we do bhakti or something.
Once a week.
Once a week or something. Not too much bhakti, because they don't understand what is bhakti. Sarva karma krita hoy, it covers everything. Right? Krishna bhakti, nice kama, atta eva shanta, Krishna bhakti. He is actually peaceful because he doesn't require anything else, any other type of activity. What is that verse about the witch, Pishachi? Bhukti mukti siddhi hoy. Bhukti mukti, what is it, Pishachi? No, the one Pishachi. No. The one, it's like a witch. It's the Sanskrit verse that these bhukti and mukti are like. Yeah. What is the use? Devotee's thinking this bhukti, this mukti, this yoga is simply like a witch just trying to drag me away. One cannot get anything there. It finds no more pleasure in that. Any type of material thing. Remember, people think they can do anything just to, they'll make their body, which is going to perish, better. We're on a walk in Santa Monica in 76, and there was one man jogging by. So he ran past us. And Prabhupada quipped. He said, oh, he is running from death. So when you hear Prabhupada say something with such perfect wit and such perfect timing, with all philosophical intention, complete like that, then you think, you can't run. Like every time if I want, of course, if sometimes you have to run for some reason. But just to jog, just like Prabhupada was on a morning walk in L.A. also, and he would see them playing golf, and he would lament transcendentally that, look at that, they're retired, old now, but they don't take up any hearing, chanting, no bhakti, simply pushing some ball, knocking it into a hole. That's their whole life. He said, that is for the lazy foolish. He said, in this tennis, That is where the active for it. So it's difficult if you hear that in your head. When you want to play tennis, of course I never played tennis, but probably what?
Golf.
Golf. Lazy man. He said lazy foolish, and tennis is for the active fool. So from Prabhupada's angle, he's seeing like that. So when we know that, then it's hard then to play golf or to play tennis or do anything material, running. From Prabhupada's angle, it's just a waste of time. You should be hearing a chant. Of course, exercise is there. Prabhupada used to walk very briskly, no problem. We're not against it, but still, what else are you doing? You might play golf or tennis an hour a week, but if you're hearing and chanting the other 80, 90 hours, then that's pretty nice if you can manage that. Nothing wrong. But if that's the only thing like these karmis are doing, be karmis. Nunam pramatta kurte vikarmani indriya priti apnoti nas sarumanye itatmano yam masanapi klesha dasade. By those activities, well, golf and tennis are very harmless. They're not so much ugra karma. But what are they doing in building all this? I probably used to talk about in New York how we'd always hear the sirens and fires, always a fire. Always. The more they're building, the more there's danger at every step. He said, the more danger. And what is the result? Asanapi klesha da asade. You get a new material body. Asanapi klesha da. And what does it do? Klesha da gives misery. Whereas Rupa Goswami says, klesha agni sulabha moksha laguta kirtu durlabha. First aspects of bhakti is it extinguishes this klesha agni, destroys all these material miseries. It cuts it, hearing. Chanati. Geha ratim, chanati. Geha ratim means attraction to this. Geha means another word for griha, or you know, material life. And Bhagavatam, it cuts that attachment. Okay. Hare Krishna. Microphone. Need. You gave him the mic, doesn't know what's going on, he's reading his computer.
Go back there. I can't do the feast anymore, so I gotta do this.
Big deal.
So I was thinking that not only the Bhagavatam, you know, hearing and chanting it, but, you know, just the presence of the Bhagavatam. Like there was a story of a woman, a devotee who was distributing books on a bus. You know, she did it all the time. This one man called her over. He took the book and he ripped it in half and he threw it on the ground and he stomped on it and he pushed her off the bus. And
very nice man.
Yeah. He didn't want to litter though, so he put it in a bag and he brought it home and he put it in the garbage.
That was in Switzerland?
And that was like in Spain.
Spain.
So the maid in the house, she saw it and said, oh my gosh, this book, you know, I'm going to fix it. So she fixed it up and she taped it and she put it up in the bookshelf. So time went by and the man's wife passed away and then he got cancer. Like super miserable, right? And he just looks up in the bookshelf and he sees the Bhagavatam and he takes it down and starts reading it and he's like, oh my God, what have I done? You know? And he becomes a devotee and he wants to find the devotee woman that he pushed off the bus, which she ultimately does find her and apologizes. But Prabhupada said that these books are like deities. Even because we gave, like, in the airport in Miami, we gave out so many, well, everybody did, you know, just to everybody. No matter if it was a Chaitanya Charitamrita, whatever it was, we were just giving them out.
Here's your Adi One.
whatever it was, you know, we gave it out. So you may think, well, they can't really understand it, but somehow or other, because the book, like Prabhupada says, like a deity, it acts. And there's other stories of devotees. They got a book, it sat on their shelf for 9 years, Kum Kum in Hawaii. And she took it down, she read it, she went right to the temple, became a devotee. So that's like another aspect of just the potency of the sacred, you know, the sacredness of the literature.
That's a nice story. So do you ever
go there?
That was in Spain, back in the 80s or something.
Did you get a devotee?
You became a devotee,
yeah. Hey, it also serves that, it also shows that even a jerk can become a devotee.
So, it's stated that when the Pandavas were about to leave this planet, they headed north. And as they were going, Draupadi fell. And then Bhima turned to Yudhishthira and said, "Why did she fall?" And
who fell?
Draupadi. Oh. Draupadi was the first one to fall as they were headed north. And then Yudhishthira said, "She had married five of us, and we all treated her nicely, but she was too attached to Arjuna."
But that's, this is a Mahabharata story, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's how I...
Because Bhagavatam doesn't give any of that.
Yeah, explain it. Right. So, well, yeah, but what I'm thinking that the point is maybe...
Shalom,
there was a little attachment.
The essence.
You know, I mean... What I can grasp for it, maybe because there was some attachment. And the same would happen to the other Pandavas. And only Yudhishthira alone left with his self-same body, which means like he was...
Here it says they all had self-same.
Freed from...
Here it says they all had self-same. We
yeah,
just
yeah.
read it.
Yeah, yeah, no, but the point what I'm trying to make is that it seems like if there's a tinge of attachment, you know, I mean, maybe... That's the lesson there.
But anyway, that might be it too, but according to Prabhupada, they all left in self-same, and it says here that...
previous verses with the same body.
Yeah, self-same.
Okay. And,
we don't bring Bhagavatam to contradict... we don't bring Mahabharata to contradict Bhagavatam.
Satyabhama also is mentioned there, right? Is it Satyabhama when you read it?
Subhadra.
Uh-huh.
Subhadra is mentioned.
Oh, Subhadra.
Satyabhama is a different mode in Dwarka
Singh. Uh-huh, okay.
Okay, Haribol, anything else?